KUBO Jazz. Joining me in the studio, Denver native Paul Lopez, a proud graduate of West High School. He is the third elected clerk and recorder in the city of Denver and became the first Mexican-American to be elected to this position in 2019. Now, Clerk Lopez's role is Denver's chief elections official, overseeing the administration of elections, city clerk, public trustee, and recordings operations. Good morning, Mr. Lopez. I appreciate you taking time to join us here at KUVO's Community Connection.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm happy to be on.
All right. Now, a lot of people seem to be stressed about this election, right? What can you say to ease voters' minds?
Well, one, I understand the feeling. But two, this is democracy. This is nothing new. It just requires our participation. And the most simplest thing you can do to protect the democracy is fill out your ballot, sign the envelope, and with ease, just drop it off at one of our drop boxes. We got 45 around the city. And, you know, don't worry. Don't let all the hype get to you. Don't be intimidated or scared. Know that it's secure and safe to vote in Denver, as it always has been and always continue to be. And I can guarantee that.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Now, what is the ballot counting process?
So I appreciate you saying that and asking about that. So once you put your ballot in one of our boxes, we have bipartisan teams. We have custody of that ballot from that point on all the way up until tabulation. So what we'll do is our bipartisan teams, Republicans, Democrats, and unaffiliated, working together, we'll empty that box, bring it in, we'll give it an initial weigh, sort out those ballots, all of our elections. Personnel and poll workers, they're all paid. None of them are volunteers.
Nice.
And they move through, scan that signature, verify that signature envelope that it is yours. When it is ready to move forward, it moves forward. Gets that ballot separates from your envelope, and they never see each other again. That's how we ensure voter anonymity and that your vote is anonymous. Because the only thing that identifies you as a voter is that envelope. Once we verify it's you, that's it. It moves on to counting. We put on a code on it. That's so we can audit it later.
Okay.
Gets moved to tabulation. We tabulate, and we announce those results starting at 7 p.m. on election night. Now, we're very, very particular in how we do this because for us, it's about accuracy over speed. So I know that folks will be wanting to know all the results maybe the night of, and I can tell you that doesn't happen in Denver because we have paper ballots and we value accuracy over speed.
That is awesome because that is a critical component for many people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, many people have mailed in their ballots or dropped them off, as you said, at one of the box locations. Now, if they didn't, what should people expect to encounter on Tuesday?
Well, you know, I was saying earlier, you have 33 hours. I think it's only like maybe about 32 hours now. You have until 7 p.m. On election day tomorrow to vote. You want to take that ballot to a drop box? You can. But if you're like me and you spilled coffee on your ballot and need a replacement, don't worry. You can come into a vote center.
Okay.
And request a new ballot. If you didn't have a ballot and were, hey, my ballot never got to me, don't worry. Come into a vote center. You can vote in person, but it's a full service vote center. So there's 39 of them around the city, and you can visit any one of them. Go to denvervotes.org. Or if you realize, oh man, I forgot to change my address, that's why I didn't get my ballot, or I forgot to register to vote, or guess what, I'm 18 years old on election day, congratulations, your first birthday present is democracy.
Yes.
And you get a vote. So go to denvervotes.org to find a drop box or a vote center near to you. You come in and vote.
You get it all taken care of.
We'll get you taken care of.
Excellent. Now, can you inform our listeners, and many of them are new Colorado residents, what are the polling office hours?
So today, all of our vote centers, there's 39 of them that are open. They'll be open from 8 a.m. to either 5 or 6, depending on the vote center.
Okay.
So you got to. That's why it's critical you go to denvervotes.org to find that one. The other, tomorrow, on Election Day, last day to vote, it is 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., not 7:01. Not 7:02. It is 7 p.m. sharp. You take that ballot, drop it off in a box. A lot of our vote centers, if you want to come by, have drive-throughs. So all you got to do is just hand it off. My favorite is out in Montbello because you just drive up there, hand it off. I know they give you the sticker right there, and you're good. You're gravy. Go about your day.
That's wonderful. Do you guys, especially in this cold weather, man, you don't want to be out here, but you do want to get that vote in.
You want to get that vote in. That's why it's important to vote early. Get that vote in.
Exactly.
Nothing's going to change between today and tomorrow and the presidential election. You know, get your ballot in. Don't hesitate. Don't procrastinate.
Please don't.
I know some of us are professionals at doing that nowadays, but we just should not be doing that. It is democracy. Don't fret. Don't be intimidated. Don't be scared or nervous. It is everything that so many of our ancestors fought for, so that we have that right, so we can vote with ease. And remember this, think about this. As you see on, you're going to start looking at the news and everything else, you can see people waiting in line in Atlanta. You're going to see people waiting in line all over the country. We don't have that problem. All you got to do is turn in the ballot. It's a paper ballot. Put it in a drop box. Or just come in person, hand it off, do it early. Take advantage of the fact that we have this opportunity and that we don't have to wait in lines. Let's be a beacon. This is Denver's time to flex. Let's be a beacon to the rest of the country to see how it is done and how it should be.
Simple, simple process. Yep. Now, let me ask you this. What if you're in line? Okay, mm-hmm. at the polling office, and it closes. It's 7 p.m., and it's time to close up. Can you still vote if you're inside?
If you're in line, inside or outside, at 7 p.m., if you were in line at 7 p.m., we will have identified the end of the line, and you're able to vote. Don't leave. But also, please don't make no lines. Come on. give this vato a break, man. You had 22 days to send in that ballot, and you're going to wait till the last minute and stand in line? Jeez, Louise.
Right. Well, like you said, procrastination takes a lot of work, so let's not do it.
If you're in line, that's your problem, not mine. I warned you. No. If there happens to be any kind of line, God forbid, I don't know if this is wood or whatever, but stay in that line. Be there before 7 p.m. We got you.
Okay, very good. That is valuable information. Yeah. Now, is there a phone number or a website where people can get more information about this big election coming up tomorrow?
Yeah, there's two. There is a phone number, 720-913-VOTE. So it's 720-913-VOTE. And then our website is denvervotes.org. Make sure any question about your ballot, voting, whole process, hit us up right there. Where to find those boxes and vote centers. We got the most in the region. We have 45 boxes. 45 vote centers, 45 drop boxes and 39 vote centers.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's no reason that you can't get to the polling or get your vote in or any of that unless you haven't sat down and went through the paperwork.
Just vote that long ballot.
Yeah.
Put it in your envelope. Sign the back of your envelope.
Be sure to sign
it. And drop it off. No postage necessary. Don't put it in the mail. We don't want people putting it in the mail because it's not going to get to us.
It's too late now, right?
It's way too late. Right?
Way too late.
But put it in a drop box or come in person.
All right. Very good. Now, is there anything else that you'd like to add to our segment here today?
Well, you know, like I said, I know folks are nervous. I know folks may feel that their vote doesn't matter. We hear this all the time, that it's not counted, doesn't matter. Don't believe any of that. Every single vote counts, and you matter. Every single vote matters. There's also a lot of folks in our community that be like, well, look, I caught a felony a long time ago, and I don't think I can vote. That's false. So if you know somebody that has, you know, that has done serve their felony, they're not in prison serving their felony, they can vote. If you have folks, like I know we visited folks last week who may be, you know, locked up with a misdemeanor, they still can vote. People who are in our jail that they only can afford to be there, or they're only there because they can't afford their freedom, they can still vote, right? So it's really important. Don't believe all the hype, the misinformation, all the negativity. You know, so many of us, and our ancestors, and so many of us have fought in the streets for the right. Folks are protected it abroad. All we have to do is just vote. That's how we protect this democracy.
All right. The word of the day is vote.
Yes.
Just vote. All right, yes. Mr. Lopez, I want to thank you for joining me today on KUVO's Community Connection, a Colorado where everyone feels seen and heard.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You are so welcome.